Track 7. Make it wild or make it ours. Make it wild or make it ours was the demand made by about 200 campaigners as they rallied together in Princetown to march for a wild Dartmoor. Campaigners met at the Dartmoor Visitor Centre and proceeded to walk to South Hessery Tor before heading off to the Duchy of Cornwall's office. Founded in 1337, the Duchy of Cornwall is an enormous estate owned by Prince William that encompasses over 27,000 hectares of Dartmoor National Park. Although the Duchy has committed to some initiatives, such as doubling the size of Wissmans Wood by 2040, Wildcard, the group organising the event, say more could be done. Spokesman Andrew Smith said, "We are urging all landowners, including Prince William, to improve the biodiversity, including trees, plants and wildlife, through careful environmental management on Dartmoor. He is the custodian of the land and its future lies in his hands. Dartmoor needs to be looked after so it can survive through the climate crisis. Dartmoor has a big carbon capture from the atmosphere and has the potential to be even more effective with our help. Prince William has already made a gesture in response to our campaign with Wissmans Wood, but it is only a gesture and he needs to do much more to convince all of the people here in Princetown that he is serious. Wild campaigners are calling on Prince William to restore Dartmoor's rainforest, bogs, heaths and meadows, as well as bring back wild animals to the moor and pay farmers to produce nature as well as food. Wildcard says if this does not happen, the land should be returned to public ownership." A spokesperson for the Duchy of Cornwall said, "Sustainable stewardship is at the heart of everything the Duchy does. We have championed the preservation of natural ecosystems for over 50 years and are constantly looking for new ways to continue improving biodiversity, conservation and public access to green spaces. Our ongoing work includes naturally regenerating Wissmans Wood on Dartmoor to double its size by 2040 and restoring 1,200 hectares of degraded peatland in the area to its natural state by 2025.
Some planning news. Plans have been submitted to build 4 family homes in Bishop Stainton. Proposals by Wise Homes are for the properties with parking and a new road access to the site at Horns Park. A planning application has just been submitted to Teignbridge Council. Documents with the application say the site is, quote, privately owned, enclosed and secure, and although identified in the Bishop Stainton Neighbourhood Development Plan as an historic garden, it's argued that this is of negligible significance. A planning statement says, without development, the site will become abandoned and lost with no compulsion on the owner to maintain the boundaries, which, in time, will become unsafe and would be removed, losing any reference or evidence the garden existed. Plans for the 4-bedroom properties are aimed at increasing the diversity of accommodation by opening this area of the village to larger families.
New youth choir is hitting the right note. Listen. Can you hear that? It's the velvet tones of a new choir group, and not just any choir, but a choir for young people. Tynmouth Youth Choir is open to all children aged 7 to 16 years who enjoy singing, and in spite of being less than a month old, the group is going from strength to strength, as the group's musical director, Lana Jacobs, explains. "I really wanted to set up a youth choir in Tynmouth because there isn't one. I have been teaching piano and singing over at Sheldon Primary School, and we had some great times putting together a choir. But I live in Tynmouth. There are a number of adult choirs in Tynmouth and they are all wonderful. But there was no youth choir. So I thought, what about here? What about Tynmouth?" The Tynmouth Youth Choir meet at the Alice Cross Centre each Monday from 3:45 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. That is such a wonderful centre and they support us, so many people, and they are really happy for us to be there. The choir sing a wide range of songs, so there will be something for everyone, and the group have hopes of being actively involved in Tynmouth musical life through a variety of local performances. We will be having local performances soon, I hope, Lana continued. We have already been asked to sing in a local care home for people with dementia. Now, if any of your children or grandchildren would be interested in joining the choir, all you have to do is send an email to Tynmouth Youth Choir, all one word as in an email, @gmail.com. I'll just say that again. You can email to Tynmouth Youth Choir @gmail.com.
Relief after 24-hour Dartmoor search. Three helicopters were deployed in order to help a high-risk missing person on Dartmoor who was not seen for 24 hours. Alongside Devon and Cornwall Police, the National Police Air Service for South West and Wales Region, NPAS, were brought in to assist with the search. The search was initially hampered overnight by low cloud, giving zero visibility on the ground. NPAS said, "On our third attempt this morning, NPAS 47 from our base in South Wales was thankfully able to locate the missing woman. This was in the general area of a potential sighting by a member of the public riding a horse. These crucial sightings from the public are always enormously helpful and help to structure searches. The aircraft was then able to land and fly a team medic to her location to ensure that she was okay. Thankfully, she's now safe."
Cheap energy scam warning. And although this relates to emails, which I know most of you don't use, I'm sure you can pass this information on to someone else. Action Fraud have reported that they've received reports about fake emails impersonating various energy companies with offers of either free or cheap electricity. However, it's a scam. The email asks you to click on a link which will take you to a realistic-looking website under the control of the criminals, where they will steal your personal and financial data. Always be wary of emails from organisations contacting you with links, and if unsure, always use a trusted number to contact the company. And always remember that if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. If you think you've been a victim of this or any other type of scam, then do contact your bank immediately, which you can do by calling 159, or report it to Action Fraud, which is on the following number, 0300 123 2040. That's 0300 123 2040.